AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports on May's jobs report.
American hiring slowed last month, but remains at a healthy level despite uncertainty over President Trump's policies. Employers added a solid 139,000 jobs last month, down from April's revised 147,000. The unemployment rate stayed at 4.2%. Mainstream economists expect the economy will take a hit amid the Trump trade wars, deportations, and federal workforce purge. While the data do not yet show any clear damage, the job market has slowed. Employers are adding, on average, 144,000 jobs monthly, down by about 24,000 from a year earlier. Jobless claims last week hit the highest mark in 8 months.
Republican senators have inserted language into the budget bill that would eliminate fines for gas-powered cars that fall short of fuel economy standards. The move comes as the feud between Elon Musk and President Trump escalates. Elon Musk could lose big profits for Tesla under this new GOP budget proposal. Tesla has a thriving side business selling regulatory credits to other automakers that make up for their shortfalls. But the credits business was widely thought vulnerable to cuts even before the relationship between Musk and Trump turned sour. A federal judge temporarily blocked Trump's proclamation that banned foreign students from entering the U.S. to attend Harvard University. The temporary hold came hours after the Ivy League school filed a legal challenge asking for a judge to block Trump's order. Veterans, world leaders, and thousands of others have gathered in Normandy, France for the 81st anniversary of D-Day. The D-Day 1944 invasion of Nazi-occupied France was a pivotal moment in World War II that led to the collapse of Adolf Hitler's regime. This is AP News. Palestinians in the Gaza Strip mark the start of Eid al-Adha, one of Islam's most important holidays, with prayers outside destroyed mosques and homes early Friday. In an AP interview, Gaza City resident Riyad Hamad says the religious rituals are not complete. As you can see, there are rubble, destruction, death, and destruction. My house is gone, my son is gone, and everything is gone. There are no rituals left. For the second year, Muslims in Gaza were not able to travel to Saudi Arabia to perform the traditional pilgrimage. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel has activated some clans of Palestinians in Gaza that are opposed to Hamas, although it was not immediately clear what role they would play. His comments on social media were the first public acknowledgments of Israel's backing of armed Palestinian groups within Gaza, based around powerful clans or extended families. Palestinians and aid workers have accused clans of carrying out criminal attacks and stealing aid from trucks. Several clans have issued public statements rejecting cooperation with the Israelis or denouncing looting. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.